Say good evening to you this evening. Thankful to be back. Lafayette Missionary Baptist Church. Thankful to see the presence of each one of you. I know the church wants to thank the visitors that are here tonight. And, Brother Ricky, I always called them neighbors. And, I pray you feel at home here tonight. Just a little thought. It's nothing real big. But it's what the Lord's laid on my heart. I might not be, but a few minutes, maybe a while. I don't know, but I want to try to follow the Lord. I guess what's kind of on my heart, I don't guess in my lifetime I ever remember so much confusion. You talk to a lot of people that tell you they just really don't understand how they stand, you know. And I don't remember that when I was younger. It may have been a lot of it then, but I don't remember. But I know God's not the author of confusion. We know that would be the devil. And for me, when I got saved, I guess the only time I ever really doubted it was just right when it happened. Because I wondered if that just that peace and that ease and that rest could be enough to get you from hell to heaven. But I know without a doubt it is. I hear people say, if that won't get me there, I'm not going to get there. It's going to get me there. I have no doubt in my mind about it. I've put my trust in that. I've got confidence that the Lord saved my soul. And we've mentioned different times, but it's not up for me to let you know. That's between you and God. But I want you to understand, salvation truly is just peace with God.
Amen.
And I don't understand, you know, what you may be looking for, but I pray tonight that we could just say a few things that might be a help to you. We love you. I'm thankful for another chance, another opportunity. It really got on my mind, and I might not ever get to stand here again before other night. And you know, when I'm getting to a couple of nights later, and I'm thankful for that, because you never know. The Lord could come back. I could go home and be with the Lord. A lot of things could happen. But I know I've got this opportunity right now, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for every opportunity I get to try to stand for my Lord. I want to take a reading out of the Gospel of Mark in the 4th chapter, very familiar scripture. And it said, and when they had sent, this is the 36th verse, when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and waves beat into the ship, and so that it was now full. And it was in the hinder part of the ship, he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And that's going to be our thought tonight. There was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And I'm going to stop reading right there in that 40th verse. And like I said, our thought is there was a great calm. I remember when I was lost. I hope some of y'all might remember that. How that there was a great trouble. It was a storm going on inside of you. And you went to the Lord. And I remember feeling like I was going to perish. And I went to Him, putting my trust in Him. And all of a sudden, there was just a great calm. And I'll never forget that. I went from just calling out on the Lord, realizing that I was just full of trouble. My world had just fell apart. I knew I was going to hell, and all of a sudden, there was a great calm. And I really don't know what people look for. I remember as a boy, I'll be honest with you, that was the reason why I doubted some, because I'd heard people, and you may have. I'm not saying you didn't. Please don't misunderstand me in this. I believe we've all got one thing in common that's been saved by God's grace. We've got peace with God. I remember people talking about seeing lights and how everybody looked so much prettier and everything looked much more beautiful and all these things. I'll be honest with you, Brother Charles's brother was right there behind me when I turned around, him and Raymond Sullivan. They didn't look no different to me. I can't help it. They didn't look no different to me. I never saw no light. But I want you to realize I had peace. All that was gone. There was a great a storm going on in the side feet, and all of a sudden there was just calm. It was all gone. I've heard people say, well, I couldn't cry no more. It wasn't that I was trying to cry anymore. It wasn't that I was worried about crying anymore. All of a sudden it just all stopped. It was just completely gone. It was calm. It was peace. It was gone. It don't look like, to me, it don't look like it. For me, after I knew that's what it was, because, like I said, the only time I doubted, I remember going outside, and I remember turning around, and they just looked at me. And just like I do them now, when they raise up, I just look at them. They done the same thing. They didn't say, did you feel better or anything like that? They just left me alone. And I walked up there, and they had metal posts in on the porch up there. And I went over and I grabbed a hold of that post like it's right here. And I just stood there. And it was just all gone. And I thought, could this be him? I didn't understand why I didn't see a light. I saw the light. I didn't see it. I didn't understand all that. I was expecting so much more. And it was just peace with God. The next night I got to church. I was sitting right there where Tim is.
And I'd sit there a while and I could not pray. Before, I'd go and I would try to get concerned, but this time it was totally different. I had peace. And I knew I was asking for something I couldn't get because I had it. And after a little while, I finally got up and I told them I'd been saved.
And I told them I needed United with the church, and they said I stood right here and walked the spot in the comfort, just over and over and over. Listen to me. That's when I got to rejoice. That's when you begin to follow the Lord and step over out of faith. The Ethiopian eunuch that got saved when they went down, and he asked Philip, he said, here's water. What hindered me to be baptized? And Philip said, if you believe it with all your heart, he took him in the water. He baptized him and said that eunuch went away rejoicing. Why? Because he followed the Lord. That's when the rejoicing starts.
Amen.
When you step out and let it be known what God has done for you. And when you do that, you begin to follow the Lord. That's when you get to rejoice. But salvation's just peace. Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said, y'all pray for us. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I want you to know this world has never been able to offer me the kind of peace God's gave me. Not only when I got saved, but there's been different times that I've went to the Lord. And I've asked Him when there'd be trouble, maybe me and my wife or one of my kids, or maybe at church. I've been so many times that I've sat back here, just sat here, just be scared to death. And I just knowing I'm not able to do this, and just asked Him, Lord, please help me. And all of a sudden, just peace come in there, and I know it's going to be all right.
Listen to me. He is author of peace. He can give peace when we don't see no way. He can help us. And the biggest trouble is the deepest, darkest valley. But listen. There was a sinner woman over in, I believe it's the 7th chapter of Luke. And she, Jesus was there eating one named Simon. And this sinner woman come to him. And she began to wash his feet with the tears of her eyes. And she wiped them and dried them with the hair of her head. This woman was in trouble. I want you to realize, before you can be saved, you've got to have trouble. If you ain't got no trouble, you can't know what peace is. It's got to be that way. You've got to realize that you're a sinner, that you have broken God's law, and that you're accountable for Jesus dying on the cross. I want you to realize, and I think you've got to understand that, and when you get to that point, you're a loss. And listen, and when you call on the name of the Lord, you get saved, you'll get peace. And I want you to know that's what it is. It's going from having a trouble with God to having peace with God. This woman called on the name of the Lord. She was there at his feet. Tears coming from her eyes. And then he told her, he said, go in peace. Thy faith hath saved thee. Listen to me. When you get to that point and he saves you, there will be peace. He will calm the storm. There will be a great calm. I was going up after the jail and they asked me, one of the inmates asked me one time, they said, how do you know when you got saved? And I heard Brother Joe tell it before, and I've used it different times about the nickel. But at that time, what I told them was, I said, have you ever had a headache? And they said, yeah. I said, you know when you got the headache? Yeah. It started hurting. I said, do you know when it went away? Yeah. Yeah. That's what salvation is. You'll know when you become lost. Because you'll start hurting. There'll be trouble set up. And then when you get saved, you'll know where that trouble's going.
Amen. Amen.
I can understand if we're not careful, we cause confusion.
That's right.
Well, when you talk to a lost person that's seeking, you be careful what you say.
Amen.
You make sure you're following God. Because if one will come around, they'll say, you go all the way, don't you give up. You go all the way, you go all the way to the cross, don't you give up, don't you give up. And the next one will come up, you know what they'll say? Surrender. Just surrender. Just surrender. And they're sitting there thinking, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to keep going all the way or am I supposed to surrender? A lot of people, and I'm not telling you how to tell your testimony, but don't make it out to be something bigger in life. Because if they don't come that way for them, they're expecting it. That's what they're looking for. They're expecting to raise up and all of a sudden there'll be a great life. They're expecting that they'll just jump up and rejoice and tear the house down. If it don't come that way, then they're right then. The devil says, you ain't got it. Mm-hmm. You ain't got it. You didn't say a lie. You didn't jump up and shout the house down. You ain't got nothing. You better be quiet. And then that's when it all begins.
The next night they come back to a meeting, they don't know what to do. Did somebody come along and say, are you lost? I don't know. You ever heard somebody say that? And then the next thing you know, they go to the altar, and then all of a sudden they feel all dead and go lost. And then everybody thinks I'm lost. I can't tell them. You can say what you want. And you don't have to take no blame, but I'm going to take some of it. I believe we've caused some things. I believe somehow along the way we've dropped the ball. Just like we did, I think we dropped the ball of baptism. We got it where we didn't teach about that because we afraid we'd be called certain things.
Amen.
Now we're all afraid to do anything. Because we're scared to death, afraid somebody say, well, you just trying to talk. I ain't trying to talk to nobody. It's like, I'm trying to tell you that there'll be a great cook. You'll go from being in trouble to having peace with God if you ever had forgiveness from anybody. If you ever had to go to anybody and just say, I'm sorry. I said something to Brother Joe other night standing back there and didn't mean nothing by it. I said something to him. I said, I didn't know if I'd ever get to see you again. What I was meaning by that is this virus is going to stay around to a point he'd never get to come out again. I'd never get to see him again. I bet he thought that was a slur. I went home and worried about it all night. I got up the next morning and you asked him. I called him. I said, no, I owe you an apology. Listen, when somebody accepts your apology, don't that feel better? When God hears your prayer of God in heaven, you go to Him repenting and trusting in Him, realizing you're guilty. You're guilty when His Son died, and then He forgives you. You don't think that ain't peace. When you go from going to hell unto being forgiven, that is peace. That's coming a storm like I've never seen since. I've never been in that storm since. There was a storm like I've never known before, and He calmed it. If He's never calmed that storm in you, then you're still on. But He's forgiven you, and that comes big storm, and your sins have been cast east, as far as east from the west, while they've been buried in the sea of unrepentance, you have been forgiven.
Amen.
You've got peace with God. That's good enough for me. David, we're going to unroll you so bad, man. We turn to it. We can't get through a revival without reading these scriptures anyway. They've been read all down through time, and they was good enough for our forefathers. They're good enough for us.
Amen.
He said, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because He's inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got a hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Do you remember that? I remember the first time I ever read this. After I was called to preach, I couldn't say that word, supplications. And I tried my, I'd say, oh, Sheila, I'd say, hell, and I'd say it again. Because I loved it. I guess I'd heard it preached before, but I never paid no attention to it. But when I read it, and I said, that's what happened to me. I thought, wait a minute. They got my testimony in the Bible. I read it and it said, I love the Lord because He heard my voice and my supplication because He's inclined His ear unto me. Therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, the pains of hell
got a hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow, and I called upon the name of the Lord. Oh, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. This is what it says. The Lord preserveth the simple. And I was brought low, and he helped me. Then what did he say? Return the rest, undo thy rest. O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Return the rest. I remember a time when I was a boy, I could go in up at Rocky Mountain Church. I would go with Mom and Daddy over at Union Hill General Baptist Church. They preached that hellfire too. And I remember a time when I could go and it didn't bother me. I could go like some of these kids you see them right here rolling their cars back and forth. I could go and have peace and it didn't bother me. And all of a sudden, I found trouble inside. The pain of hell got a hold upon me. And I knew I was a sinner. And I called upon the name of the Lord. And he said, turn to rest. Oh, my son. A great comfort. That's what salvation is. David says, what can I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? He said, I'll take the cup of salvation, the presence of all his people. I'll pay my vows. Have you ever had that calm? Have you ever had any calm and stone? Have you, Joe? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Y'all had that storm, huh? Do you remember the night he calmed the storm? Mm-hmm. You remember when first love passeth out fear? He made his abode in there. You remember from passing from death unto life? Mm-hmm. I remember. If you're confused, do you ever remember a time like that? Has that ever happened to you? That's between you and God. But that's what happened to me. What happened to King David? Out on the boys, the little beside Crossroads Community. I guarantee you, I might have had 20 cents in my pocket, so that's what it took us off my skinny finger. But he heard me. And I was a great cop. A storm that won't come back. No matter how hard you might try to bring it back. If you've got it, you got it. Elijah prayed. We mentioned that the other night. He prayed the fire come down. And after the fire come down, he ordered the folk go slay the prophets of Baal. And they slew them. And then Baal sent out men to kill him. He ends up over there on a juniper tree, ready to die. This man had all kinds of trouble. This ain't when he got saved. But listen, this man was in all kinds of trouble. The Lord told him, he said, you go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by and a great strong wind. Listen, it said the Lord passed by and then comma. Then what happened? A great strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces and rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. Honey, you remember when the Lord passed by and began to bring that trouble about you? I remember the night that it come about me in such a way that it seemed like it could tear and crush rocks. You ever seen, went to a rock quarry and watched them run a rock through there?
Had to go through this machine and hit just as busted as other pieces. It said the wind was so strong it crushed and the rocks into pieces. I want you to know when you become lost, you get in trouble. But listen, he said, when the Lord comes around, if you're separated from him, there will be trouble. But it said, and the wind rent the mountains and break it in pieces and the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, the earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in the mantle and went out. Listen to me. When he comes to you, it'll be gentle. There'll be a calm. It won't be like me up here preaching. He was the same. I could just say, sat there that sinner woman washing his feet. And her hair there wiping it. And then he was looking at her and just said, "Go in peace. I think I saw you." Just so gentle and calm. Just a still small voice. He wasn't in an earthquake. The house didn't shake. I got saved. The night I got saved. It wasn't a great, mighty wind come through, even though it explains the Spirit is like the wind. But I believe it was just a gentle breeze. Just come blowing by. And peace come in my soul. That's what salvation means.
Amen.
I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know what you're looking for. A lot of people are looking for signs and all these things. He said there'd be no other sign given. No other sign given. The Son of Man. As Jonah was in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, so was the Son of Man. Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. So was the Son of Man being hard on earth 3 days and 3 nights. If he saved your soul, that's a sign.
Amen.
And I ain't saying people ain't praying for Lord Jonah. And I ain't saying they can't. I ain't saying that. I'm saying salvation. It's peace with God.
Amen.
I hope that's not confusion. There was a great storm going on within me. The pain of the head got a hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. I realized I was a sinner. You. They said, "You know what kind of woman this is. She's a sinner." He knew exactly what she was. And he was tickled that she was at his face.
What's your face called?
Listen, he came to save sin.
Amen.
Paul said, "Do my chief." If you ain't been saved, realize you're a sinner. Seek if you find peace. But if you've been saved, you've got peace, and you've been forgiven. I don't mean to sound mean to you, but I don't know what you're looking for. I got it that night at Rocky Mound, and I know it's going to take me home. It don't go into a great big detail though, with that Ethiopian eunuch. It don't. He just said, "If thou believest with all your heart," he said, "I believe." He took him down there and he baptized him. And then after he baptized him, he went away with joy. The blessings are in following the Lord.
And I've heard people get saved and get up and tell them, and I want to tell you, he'll bless your soul for telling them.
Yes.
But if you're waiting to get a big blessing and come to believe, no. It's going to be a while.
Yep.
I believe you've been saved. You'll still go to heaven and you can rejoice then. But if you want to get the joy of your salvation, you need to tell it. And when you tell it, then he'll start blessing your soul. That's Josh Perkins. That boy went from, I ain't kidding you, he's went for years and kept not said a word. He's going to church and every Sunday the Lord laid something on his heart. He's following the Lord doing something every Sunday. I ain't never seen nothing like it. And just seems like every time he does something, him something happens. He'll say, I feel like we need to do something. Somebody to go in church, somebody to get saved, something happens. God is just blessing him over and over, Sunday after Sunday. Listen to me. That's how the blessings come when you begin to follow the Lord. Some of y'all may not agree with this. I can't tell them they've been saved. I sure can. I can tell them what happened to me. I can tell them what happened to King David. And if it's happened to you, it happened to you too. You might have seen lights. You might have done. You may have done these. I ain't saying you didn't. Don't get me wrong. Saul or Paul saw light there on the road to Damascus. I wouldn't argue with that man for nothing. But he got peace too.
Amen.
Every person that's ever got saved got peace with God.
Amen.
Every one. What did he say over in Romans chapter 5? And we'll try to leave this book shut. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. I've been justified. Have you? If you hadn't, I'd be a seeking until I was. But if he's calmed that storm, if he's gave you that peace, that's what salvation is. And that's my little fault. I told you it wasn't much. He'd just come to me in a still small voice. He come to me peacefully. That's what it was for me. It was just everything, all of a sudden, it was just all gone. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful it was all gone. I'm thankful it's never come back. I'm thankful it's never coming back. I tried to preach a sermon one time on how hot hell was. The hottest thing I knew of that they knew the temperature was the sun. And I can't remember. How hot it is. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. You get within thousands of miles and you're incinerated. It just burns you. When he comes back, he's going to burn something. My point in all that was, I didn't know how hot hell was going to be. I've heard people say the fire burns. That Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego was thrown into was a picture of hell. That's how hot hell would be. I don't think nothing on this earth is ever really close to how hot hell would be. Nothing. He's going to burn the sun and the stars. They're going to be destroyed with fire. My point in all that is saying this. I don't know how hot hell would be. Thanks be unto God. Amen. Amen. Do you? Are you going to find that? If you've got peace with God, that's what you're going to get. If you ain't, you need to be finding that. You need to be saved. I'm going to say, Tim, you got something. Seek the Lord while there's opportunity, while there's still time.